Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey guys, with sports betting season in full force with football here, you need a sports book with integrity and longevity like BetUS. You may already know this, but BetUS has been pioneers in the sportsbook industry for almost three decades, thriving and paying their loyal customer base. That is BETUS.com, and they have loads of bonuses. Join now or call 1-800-69-BETUS. That is 800-MY-BETUS. You'll receive 125% sign-up bonus by using bonus code SST125. That's SST125. They have re-up and referral bonuses. Also, BetUS is known among America's favorite sportsbook for lots of reasons. Bet on team and player props, loads of NFL futures, UFC matches, PGA golf, live betting on most sports. The online casino has hundreds of games. The Racebooks has all the horse tracks. They have every bet type imaginable. Follow my lead and get your phone, online, and sports betting partner with integrity and longevity like I did. BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. Bet US.
In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
One stat entering the weekend leaves me with a question for 13 ADs and 13 head coaches. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Tuesday. And the stat entering last weekend, entering week one, in fact, I think they even presented it at the outset of the broadcast of Georgia and Clemson. The stat entering week one that caught my eye was Clemson's record over the last three seasons. Now, you play 12 regular season games in a regular year. Clemson might have played 11 last season because at least you would have scheduled that. Remember, it was a 10-game regular season in the conference, and then they let everybody have one non-conference game, I believe. Didn't they say you had to travel in-state? It had to be an in-state non-conference team, I believe, for the ACC. So everybody scheduled 11, and teams played, I think, maybe somebody played 8, but I know some played 9, 10, 11, et cetera. So over the last three seasons, Clemson, I guess, had played 42 games. And their record was 39-3. That's not nothing, folks. 39-3. It begged my brain, all right, if Clemson's record is 39-3, that means it took Clemson 42 games. They needed 42 chances to win 39 times. Okay, how many games back do we have to go for each of the other conference teams to win 39 games? Again, to get to 39 dubs for Clemson, it was how many? 42. Now, the number of games for Clemson had kind of put a bow on it, because when you include regular season and conference championship and either a bowl game, but Clemson doesn't go to regular bowls, they go to the playoffs. So maybe you have a playoff game and you lose in New Orleans to Alabama, or maybe you have a playoff game and you win and then you advance to the national championship game. So it can go either way. Wasn't it 24-3, I think, they got beat by Bama, Kelly Bryant's year? So we can go either way. So maybe you play 14 games, maybe you play 15. But for Clemson, how many games to get to 39 wins? For Clemson, it's been 42. For NC State, it's been 65 games to get to 39 wins. In a conference that plays 8 conference games and lets you schedule 4 others, and NC State does not have some monster in-state rival or out-of-state rival that, by golly, we got to wrap up the season every year playing that bunch. It's not like Florida State, who has to play the Gators. There were a few years where you're thinking, whew, we get to play the Gators. Now you have to play the Gators. It's not like South Carolina that has to play Clemson. NC State doesn't have that. And it has taken you 65 games, which is what, 23 more than Clemson? Which means that even a good program, the closest program in the division with Clemson, you would need to give that program a full 2 regular seasons of extra opportunities just to equal what Clemson has. Florida State would be next, 67 games. You would have to go back counting. 1, 2, 3. Oh, there's a win. 4. There's a win. Oh, there's 2 more wins. Keep going until you get to 39 Florida State wins. It takes you 67 games. I could keep going. Louisville. Louisville has a 9-win season and 2 8-win seasons. What is that? 9, 8, 10, 25 dubs in just 3 years? To get to 39, it takes Louisville 71 games. You have to go back to get to 39 games. See, I'm to the third team down, and we're already below 500. Again, that's just in the division. Credit to Miami. They've got a 10 wins, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. There you go. There are your win totals. To get to 39, Miami has to go back 59 games, and that is the second best total in the entire conference behind Clemson's 42. If you give a good program like Miami, who always has talent, if you give them 17 more games, and again, I'm not just saying years, I'm saying games, and do you know what makes this even more impressive? Clemson's the only team here that's playing playoff teams. Some of Clemson's wins have come against Alabama or Ohio State or Notre Dame. Miami is second at 59 games. Virginia Tech is 60. Georgia Tech sort of pulls up the rear. Of all the ACC teams who have gotten to 39 wins, Georgia Tech has taken 82 games. You have to go back 82 games for Georgia to get to any 39 dubs. Conference, I don't care. So even the freebies, you have to go back 82 games. Now, there is one outlier. Because to get to 39 wins like Clemson, Syracuse was still trying. Entering Saturday, Syracuse hadn't gotten to 39 wins since joining the ACC in 2013. Entering Saturday, where Clemson's record was 39-3, since joining the ACC in 2013, Syracuse is at 38 wins. So I don't know if it's more horrifying that Miami is the closest and it has taken them 17 more games, a full season and a half almost, just to match Clemson, or that Syracuse was still trying. There are far too many football programs along for the ride in the ACC. And it's one of the reasons that you are part of the alliance instead of part of a conference who can realistically have a second playoff team most Decembers. If we talk baseball for just a second, you have to go back maybe a decade. In fact, I'm going to say that the Miami Marlins were still the Florida Marlins. This would have been around, I don't know, 10, 11, or 12. There was a starting pitcher in baseball named Josh Johnson, and he was a horse, man. And he was Marlins property because they had drafted him and he'd come up. And so he's just now hitting his stride. And again, the guy was just a monster on the mound. And he was about to hit free agency. And so the Marlins were going to do what they always do, trade a guy before he gets expensive. This became public because the Marlins out of nowhere gave Josh Johnson this unbelievable contract that they were not in the business of giving in like 2011 or 12. Do you know what became public? Major League Baseball and the MLBA both notified the Marlins. And this was blatant. You have to start spending some money. You can't just take the revenue sharing and pocket it. And so to make a point, Miami was like, all right, sign Josh. Give him a contract. Let him pitch 1 year, then they traded him to Toronto. But they did give him a contract. Because they were told, look, this is getting blatant. All you're doing is taking the revenue sharing, putting it in your pockets, and then fielding a horrible team. You're not even trying to compete. I can't say that about any program. You're just pocketing the money. Some of you are just pocketing the money. Some of you are along for the ride. Some of you, and it's the measuring stick I've talked about. Are you really, and in this case, I'll say Clemson. Are you trying to catch and pass Clemson? Are you just trying to keep up? Are you just trying to keep up where you are now? Are you really trying to win? Or are you just looking to kind of be there? Because there's a lot of programs in the ACC athletic departments right now that they would be getting a letter from the Players Association saying, hey, you really do need to spend some money. It's not just take the revenue share, shove it in your pocket, and say, oh, look at all the money we have. Is it possible for everybody to be like Clemson? It's not possible for some of these programs to ever be like Clemson. Syracuse, for instance, no chance. Wake Forest, no chance. Not on any sort of sustained basis. But you can do more. Now, as far as that revenue and the TV deal and where the ACC ranks, brother, that's something for you to take up in Greensboro. That's your deal. But I do know it can be way better and way more competitive than this.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
I think all the talk about the weapons he has and doesn't have is mute point. Like that's what everybody wants to talk about, and you can make excuses for me, for JT, for Coach Monk and whatever. Besides the point, we got good football players, okay? So we got to take the football players we have and be explosive. It doesn't matter who's out there. That's just pity or something.
Good for Kirby. Kirby Smart saying, I'm not interested. If you ever want to get into coaching, if you are, like you listen later on in the day when you get home from school, you're 11, by golly, I'm going to be a coach. Kirby is outlining right there, perfect example of a truism and something that needs to be true when you coach any sport, really. I ain't got time for who's not here. I only have time, all of us, okay? We only have time for who is here. Deshaun Watson, have we been following that story in the NFL? Not a lot of a story to follow, is there? Dan, have you seen this? I think I have been following this correctly. He shows up at practice and then just stands on the side. Like, as far as anything that is visible to outside people, if Deshaun is present, Deshaun is standing there. He is not practicing taking reps. Hadn't that been the case?
The only other thing I've seen is that he was, like, during walkthroughs with the bandana on his helmet of maybe playing, like, safety or running back or something like
okay.
that. But, yes.
And do you know why? Deshaun Watson, when he is healthy and right and not on the exempt list and anything else, Deshaun Watson is probably one of the 10 best players in the league. Despite NFL top 100 on NFL Network is silly. He's a quarterback, and all the 10 important players are quarterbacks. And he might be like 6 or 7 in a league. That's just – all right. Deshaun hasn't been getting practice reps. Do you know why? Because you can't worry about who's not here. And even if Deshaun is standing there, this carbon-based life form, he's 90, he can fog a mirror, okay? You can't give reps to somebody that you don't know if that kid's going to play. You can't, which is why one of the 7, 8 best players in the league must stand on sidelines. And they've been given, was it Davis Mills, a rookie? I think they've been giving him snaps. Who's going to start for the Texans?
Tyrod Taylor.
They announced that yesterday. Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, he ain't the quarterback Deshaun is. So yeah, that's the principle. What Kirby is saying there, he's like, I don't even have time to talk about it. And he was looking for the right word. He's like, I don't know. What is that, pity? Oh, poor JT. He didn't have all his receivers. Do you know what Kirby was basically saying? And I'm sure he said this to JT behind the scenes. Figure it out. You're the quarterback. You're the leader. You're the captain. Figure it out. Now, we're going to do everything we can as coaches to help you figure it out, put you in the right position, et cetera. But at some point, you got to go out there, and you have to do it. So that is Kirby referencing ahead of Saturday's game against UAB, who is a fine opponent. And again, I mentioned this before the season. They opened Wednesday a week ago. So they're going to wind up with 10 days between when they played and when they traveled to Athens. So that's UAB. It's a good program. It's well coached. It's not at the level talent-wise, not even close to Georgia, not even close to Georgia. I would bet you there are a lot of kids, and I mean a lot of kids on that UAB roster who could play at Georgia. There's not half dozen kids on that Kirby would have offered a scholarship to. There are plenty who could run around and make plays, but Kirby, as far as choosing a UAB player coming out of high school versus who he did give us, there might not be 5 kids on that roster. But they're well-coached, and they are talented. And some of them can play with Georgia, absolutely. So you got to be on your game, and you got to be ready, and you got to make sure you don't have a virus outbreak, which is another thing Kirby has talked about. And I'm going to tell you, I was just checking text messages. I want to say this correctly. And this is nothing official, and I'm not even going to get into details. My understanding of the Kirby said, all right, Kirby said, we have 3 or 4 guys we're dealing with right now. It should not be that impactful to the depth chart. So I'll leave it at that. What up, Dan?
Well, you know what it kind of reminds me of all of this about the excuses or no excuses or anything when it comes to Georgia's performance on Saturday is I remember a few years ago, the Houston Texans, when I covered the team, this was 2011. Wade Phillips just took over as defensive coordinator. The year before, they were horrid defensively. All of a sudden, they found a defense with J.J. Watt and everybody, and they absolutely took it to the Pittsburgh Steelers that day. And I remember listening to Mike Tomlin address the media afterwards, and one of the beat writers for Pittsburgh asked, did you underestimate how good they could be today? His response, they were good enough to beat us today. It comes back to how we always look for reasons to discredit greatness in this game. And the defensive performance that Georgia had on Saturday night was great. But then what do we immediately jump to? You're not going to beat Alabama that way. My response to those people is, well, good. You didn't have to beat Alabama on Saturday. You had to beat Clemson, and you had more points than Clemson did. So your job was done in that game. Now, I understand what lurks beyond with playing Alabama at the end of the season, at least what you believe is going to be the villain for you at the end of the season. That's fine. I got 11 weeks to worry about that. I can develop that, and I can get to that point. And then guess what? I'm going to have a different team in 11 weeks when I do have to face that reality than I am going to have right now. And to Kirby's credit, too, like you just pointed out with the no excuses there – He's right, because he knows deep down that is how this football team is going to have to win. They aren't going to win every single game 10-3. They can't. They are going to have to throw the football down the field. They are going to have to put up points, and they are going to have to make a difference offensively in a game. But one game out of 12, 13, 14, 15, however the hell many they play this season, it is what they needed to do that day. So Kirby Smart, very much Mike Tomlin on Saturday, saying, hey, in this case, we were good enough to beat them today.
Yeah, and I've always put a lot of value on that, and I 100% agree. There is not a lot of relevance to, well, that performance won't beat Alabama. We didn't game plan. We didn't line up against. We didn't kick off. We didn't play Alabama. That may come, though, in 3 months.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly, because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
As someone who plays a whole lot of college football fantasy, prizepicks.com. It's not an endorsement. They don't pay me. It's an awesome, fun game, though. Let me tell you, scoring's down. Offense is down, at least week zero and week one. There was a whole lot that wasn't happening offensively, and it didn't take a whole lot to skew things. I think I saw a number that week one average scoring in like the previous whatever seasons, 10, 20, 50, 29 points. And this season it's like 25.8 per team. You think that's only, you know, a couple of 2 or 3 points. No, that's huge. It's across 130 teams, however many games they're playing, et cetera. We talk all manner of items with people, with coaches and players and such that our next guest tracks. I wonder what he might do with wagering numbers. Want to welcome on right now, and I truly don't know. He is College Football Matrix. He's our numbers guy, and he's with us every single Tuesday. It is Dave Bartu. Dave, how are you on this Tuesday, brother?
Dude, I am doing absolutely fantastic. What a first week of college football. I don't think we could have scripted it much better for a lot of quality games out there.
Yeah, I just had a blast over the entire 5 days. I say, you know, follow him on Twitter, at CFB Matrix, consultant to coaches, ADs, football ops, border regents, players, agents, et cetera. Basically, you can connect people who their background, their skills, their abilities, it may be a good match. Is that an oversimplification?
That is exactly what it is, though. It's stories with numbers, and we try to help people in college football make better choices with what has happened in the past.
And I've talked before, you're also doing some good for some retired and in some cases sore, in some cases beat up former players. Talk about CDB for Pros.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's the first professional sports organization to partner up with a hemp company to provide quality alternative products for pain management. And so, CBD for Pros, Hemp for Pros, all takes you to the same place. And it is great to be a part of it. And part of all the purchases go back to programs supporting former NFL players. So I'm really happy to be kind of part of that legacy and building that up right now.
And so for any of this, anything you may hear going forward, if you want to get in touch with Dave, very easy to do that. He gives his phone number sometimes. He's got his email, his Twitter, at CFB Matrix. Just go to Twitter, get with Dave there, and it'll all flow. And he's very amiable, folks, if you want to reach out to him. All right, well, like I said, we've talked so many different facets of college football and your numbers and what they reflect, but I don't know that we've talked much wagering, or at least from a wagering standpoint. For me, it's just fantasy football, not, you know, out a window anywhere. And I can tell you my very unscientific evaluation was, wow, offense looks a little slow to start this year. And then I saw the number that scoring per team is down like 2.5-3 points per game. That's jumped out to me. Do you do any sort of measurement or evaluation about that?
I usually do, but I actually started something new this year in terms of trying to predict behaviors in the betting market. Because when a line opens, we get two really smart groups of people, right? We get the line makers, which everybody says, hey, Vegas is, you know, employs the smartest people to try to get the line right. And then the next group of smart people are the ones that are trying to beat them instantly. And that's where we see the line moves. So if you take one group of really smart people and the behavior of another group of really smart people, and you start to track it, then you might be able to find holes in that transition. And so what I did over the summer is I spent good amount of time working on the last 15 years of betting data. And so what I have found, actually we're kind of testing it as we go forward right now. Obviously last week was week one. And so what I'm trying to do is find behaviors, not for a whole season. Here's where it's different. I'm not looking at a whole season, because what a line maker, a bookmaker, a sports book is posting today is going to change. Their pencil's going to get sharper. They're going to get smarter. These things move as you go forward. So what I'm doing is we're working on moving averages. What's happening? So right now we're going into week two. So I do have a Patreon subscription, CFB Matrix on Patreon, and last Friday, everybody got the worksheet of what lines to bet at the open on Sunday, not based on the last year, but based on week one, two, and three of the last 15 years. And so I'm using those numbers to try to, well, win above 60% of the games. And last week, first trial in public was absolutely unbelievable.
Your brain, does it ever say, dude, I'm tired, I'm taking the day off?
No, no, it just goes. It's always, it's a gift and a crutch. I'm completely disorganized. I'm all over the place. The best people for me to partner with are people that are very organized, very detailed, OCD to a point. I'm the idea guy. I am just go, 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 and I get bored with things. You know, once I figure something out, boom, I move on to the next thing. I can't – people that – you know, I see these coaches that are at the same place for, gosh, even more than 5 years. I'm like, man, doesn't that ever get boring? I mean, you've kind of accomplished everything. You've done everything, maybe, you know. So, no, it never stops, and it doesn't even matter if it's college football or anything else. I am always trying to use numbers to find an edge in life.
Talking with Dave Bartu again, he is CFB Matrix. Get him on Twitter right there. And again, it's everybody associated with college football in this realm who reaches out, and he can help. All right, well, let's talk about a guy that just – by chance, I brought up last week, and now he is without a job, Randy Edsall. And the word retirement was used. And, again, I'm sure he could be hired as a linebackers coach. He could be a consultant somewhere. But as far as him being a head coach, that ain't ever going to happen again.
No, Connecticut sucks. And you know something? I don't feel sorry for the guy. I mean, this is a guy who ditched his program from Maryland, and everybody found out it via tech, social media, and everything else. So, I mean, he kind of has a habit of up and disappearing when things are really good or things are really bad. So, obviously, things are really bad at UConn. But that being said, he had a run at UConn that is largely overlooked, that is phenomenal. He had been a pestable, man. You know, and then this isn't even a top 100 recruiter. In fact, UConn is probably – no, not probably. UConn is the biggest NFL draft anomaly in college football in the last 20 years. The biggest one. This just amazes me every time I look at it. UConn in the last 20 years, and they are not even a top 100 recruiter. UConn has 32 draft picks in the last 20 years. UConn has more draft picks than the bottom 20% of the Power 5 teams. UConn. No development, no recruiting, no nothing. They just happen to stumble across a lot of good players a lot of times. And I think Randy Etzel kind of caught lightning in a bottle for a few years and had a bunch of them on his roster. And somehow he was able to put it together.
All right. I'm going to give you an opinion. And again, this is a random place to start. But, you know, I have in my brain there is a category of he's getting whatever their personal 100% is, whatever is possible for them. Boy, it seems this guy gets it. Is that PJ Fleck as much as I think it is? Does he ring out every last drop? Because they were never going to beat Ohio State, but I was watching them play, and I was like, he's playing the exact game that roster has to play. Is there anybody more comfortable in his offensive skin than PJ Fleck?
You know something? It's kind of 50-50 on my opinion with Fleck. It just constantly wobbles because one minute I'm like, I'm tired of the shtick. You know, that's all it is. But then the next minute he's winning a lot of football games beyond the talent. He has improved recruiting at Minnesota. He's made some good decisions. You know, he fired an offensive coordinator a few years ago, brought in Kirk, which was excellent. That guy ditched him, you know. So if Fleck is kind of an enigma for me because I just really can't put my finger on it. But when you look at the overall numbers, he is a phenomenal recruiter, increased the recruiting profile at Western Michigan, is doing the same thing at Minnesota. And for his career, he wins above the talent that he has. So definitely above average guy, and he is absolutely not afraid to do it his way. And if you're not a positive person around you, he will block you. because everybody that has talked any sort of crap, even once on Twitter, he blocks. And I know that because I said one bad thing one time and bam! There it was, just as fast as I typed it.
Well, there you are. All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, jump into it. We're going to talk some coordinators. We're going to talk other head coaches just now, just a couple of Saturdays into this 2021 season.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Consultation.
Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
There was plenty of PU over the weekend, and I don't know, for a program that has talent and legit expectations, I don't know if there was more PU than what I saw from UW. If you weren't watching, and you probably shouldn't have been, let me say first, Montana is a great FCS program. Okay, Washington scored 7. You can't explain anything against an FCS program, no matter how good they are, that, well, and so that explains why we only scored 7. If you were a last predicted finish last in the Pac-12, you score more than 7. UW was a legit, like, hey, let's talk about them, win their division, and what could happen on that Friday night in Santa Clara, or wherever it is they play. Want to welcome back on Dave Bartu from College Football Matrix. What up with Jimmy Lake and his offense?
Oh, what up with Washington, period. It's a shock, but it really shouldn't be. Okay, and I don't know if we've talked much about Washington on this show in the last year, but I've been saying it out here that Washington, and Jimmy Lake specifically, is bad at hiring coaches. This is in terms of our grading, this is one of the bottom 2 coaching profiles in the Pac-12. It's a bad staff. It's a bad offensive coordinator. It is an average at best defensive coordinator. It is a subpar special teams coach. Your 3 field position coaches combined are not very good at Washington. So I think everybody was expecting too much out of them. I think a little bit of it had to do with last year. Short season, the numbers look good, and I think a lot of people took too much stock in what happened, especially in the Pac-12 in 2020. You combine that with poor coaching, you still can't come up with the equation how a top 25 recruiter loses to an FCS school. This is the first time this has happened since Michigan App State. So, I mean, to try to put it into some sort of context, this is Michigan App State level. And the biggest thing is going forward, right? You lose to an FCS school. Most FBS teams that lose to an FCS school don't make a bowl. This was a top 25 team,
yeah.
And they're probably going to struggle to be 6-6 now.
Well, what up with Chip, man? You do you, Chip Kelly. Can this be real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We knew that Chip, in terms of offense, there was a period at Oregon. I mean, he was just almost largely unstoppable, and one of the best stretches of play calling we've seen this century. It took 4 years. He had to tear everything down and build it back up. This is a very experienced offensive line. And if you watch the numbers, the problem with UCLA is the offense got buried behind a bottom 10 defense. The UCLA defense in the first 3 years was ranked 120th or worse in defensive scoring efficiency. So you look at the record, you look at the defense, and you go, oh, man, they can't be good. But what you didn't see is last year, and I know it was only, 4 or 5 games they played, they were 17th in total team scoring efficiency and had been building every year. They brought everybody back on the offensive line. They brought in some new guys at running back. They have a 3- or 4-year veteran quarterback. It's all lining up for this not to be a surprise. You know, time's going to tell how good that LSU team is or is not. You and I talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. LSU had the biggest question mark in the West going into this, and I think we kind of agreed, don't bet on LSU because you have inexperienced guys calling plays. And Chip Kelly has got a lot of experience calling plays, and he took advantage of it on Saturday.
Man, he was spinning gold. Wrapping up with Dave Bartu, again, CFB Matrix. Get him on Twitter. Get him on Twitter. He'll respond to you. You can be a head coach in the Southeastern Conference. You can be on the Board of Regents. You can be a Florida fan who just wants to reach out and say, hey, he has gotten direct contacts from all 3 people I just mentioned. All right, over the weekend, there were 2 wins by Steve Sarkisian and Matt Campbell, and I heard about the DCs. and the jobs they did in both places. Talk Pete Kwiatkowski in Austin.
Pete Kwiatkowski. Oh, my gosh. I have been beating the Pete Kwiatkowski drum
really?
For so long. Because,
okay, week so one long. With a brand-new coach, and it's Steve Sarkisian, and people are talking about the D.C. I was like, I need to ask Dave Bartu and then also John Heacock.
Dude, if you go through my Twitter, if you just do a search for Kwiatkowski and CFB Matrix, I have been talking about Kwiatkowski for years. I have begged head coaches of elite programs all over the country to go get Pete Kwiatkowski, steal him from Washington. Pete Kwiatkowski adapts fast. Pete Kwiatkowski can handle any offense thrown at him. He is Dave Aranda level of flexible. He is absolutely awesome.
It's all amoeba.
I said at the beginning of the year, is Texas was turnkey. This was a top 15 offense last year. This was a top 30 defense. This thing is ready to go out of the gate. This is a playoff contender from day one. Oklahoma, Texas is probably going to be for a playoff spot, and everybody's going to talk about Sark, and it's going to be driven by the defense. Kwiatkowski was one of five off-the-radar hires on defensive coordinator. Nobody was talking about. Nobody was talking about Don Brown, who almost beat BYU with a crappy Arizona team. Nobody was talking about Leavitt at SMU, who shut out basically the team this week. Nobody was talking Derek Mason at Auburn, and nobody was talking Tim DeRuiter at Oregon, who gave up 24. So Kwiatkowski, no, Texas is for absolutely for real, 100%. Absolutely. If they stay healthy, this is a playoff team right now with Kwiatkowski. Heacock, another guy a lot of people haven't talked about. We've tried to hire him away so many times, but he's really tied to the hip with Campbell. I don't think he's going anywhere. But what Heacock is phenomenal with, you know, everybody talks about how Alec Grinch is a really good defensive coordinator when you have to face a big volume of plays. Mm-hmm. Heacock is probably the best one in college football, facing more than 85 plays a game. Heacock is awesome. He is, like Kwiatkowski, you get Heacock to an elite talented team. You put Heacock on Oklahoma, and they are instantly – look, I like Grinch. I like the hire, but Heacock's a better defensive coordinator. Heacock is a kind of guy with an elite talent that can win a national title, both of them, Kwiatkowski and Heacock.
Okay, I got to say, like, you're giving that kind of evaluation. This cannot be good for your bottom line because you're just dealing all this stuff out for free, whereas you've said, like, you've had coaches call you after listening to you on here. You're supposed to charge for all this stuff, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but see, this stuff, like the Heacock, we've had him targeted so many times, right? We've had him targeted so many times. Here's the funny thing, though. A lot of these coaches and these ADs, they'll pay for this stuff, and they'll look at it, but they're afraid to follow it, you know? But some of them aren't afraid to follow it. So, like, Kwiatkowski, look, he's not going anywhere. He's a DC for life, and there's no other place. Nobody's going to be able to afford to take him away from Texas. They're going to have to wait until he gets fired, if that ever happens. So as far as I'm concerned, Heacock and Kwiatkowski aren't going anywhere. But from a grade standpoint, I think this is – I like talking about it because it adds to a little bit more legitimacy in terms of what we've been talking about. These guys have been on our radar for years. Not just last Saturday, years. You could see this coming. Heacock is a huge reason why Iowa State's been successful. Texas, Kwiatkowski was at – people don't realize this. Kwiatkowski was calling the plays at Boise when they were a top 25 team winning. He was the defensive coordinator when they went to the playoffs for Washington with Chris Peterson. The guy is the real deal. Both of them, the difference is – Texas just has so much more consistent talent than Iowa State. People will say Kwiatkowski's better, but they are both excellent coordinators.
All right. Tell everybody how to get in touch.
Oh, well, the hotline, right, baby? 503-504-8710. I get about three or four Chuck Oliver listeners a week alone. They just text in, say hi, love the segment, that kind of stuff. So I love it. And this time of year, I just can never get more jacked up.
Okay, I'm going to put in a request and just mail me, literally, mail me any report you have on anything that you would give an AD or a head coach. I just want to read something. I want to look at this.
Whatever.
I don't even care what it is.
Okay, I will send you So one of the things that we do is a offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, opponent strength and weakness profile. Okay. So I will send you Western Michigan, same one I sent to Michigan. Okay. And it will show you where their strengths and weaknesses are. It will show you all of their behaviors. You will be able to know where to attack and how to beat somebody by looking at this report.
Boom. There we go. Dave, appreciate it, man. Do it again in 7 days, brother. Thank you.
Peace, brother. Thank you.
All right. Dave Bartu again from CFE Major. I just want to report. I want to see exactly what it is coaches, ADs, everybody else is taking a look at. Again, send me the report for Michigan for the Western Michigan game. Cannot wait to open the mailbox.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.